The military-backed government in Egypt is planning to ratify a draft law on combating terrorism. The interim government wants to put the law into effect before the upcoming trial of Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi on November 4th. The government expects potential unrest during the trial and fears that the mandatory expiry of the state of emergency laws in mid-November will pave the way for more protests. The curfew was imposed following the brutal crackdown against Morsi supporters at Rabaa and Nahda and the ensuing violence.
There is an urgent need for a law on terrorism. This is the only way to replace the state of emergency laws. We could discuss its articles and agree on how to activate it, but it's a must.
The government has held the Muslim Brotherhood responsible for recent attacks against churches, police stations, and army checkpoints, although judicial rulings have yet to take place. The Brotherhood vehemently denies the charges and accuses state security of orchestrating the attacks to demonize the group. Critics of the anti-terror law say the government's real intention is to legalize further killings and arrests.
Terrorism is being associated with Islamism in the Western circles, and now this reflects on the Egyptian military regime. So the idea of anti-terrorism is to stop any opposition to this military coup regime, and it's a very new manifestation of authoritarianism, nothing more and nothing less.
Details of the draft law, which includes no less than 49 articles, has been described by most observers as vague and elastic. Many observers believe that Egyptian law is already rich enough to defend social peace and national security. They say the missing factor is a government that treats all citizens equally, be it supporters or opponents. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.